The Colonel's security conversation has a direct echo in the AI world this week. Someone published a detailed breakdown of breaking Claude code, Opus 5 inches auto mode, specifically targeting the agentic, autonomous workflow where the model can execute code, modify files, and take actions without human approval for each step. The post on Embrasothered. Calm walks through specific prompt injection techniques that can hijack the agent's behavior, redirecting it to take actions the user never intended.
This connects directly to that Meta security researcher story where an AI agent accidentally deleted her emails. That incident got covered as a somewhat funny cautionary tale, but the Claude Code Opus 5 research is the more concerning underlying dynamic. When AI systems operate autonomously, reading files, writing code, executing commands, the attack surface isn't just the model's reasoning. It's every piece of text the model encounters. A malicious instruction embedded in a code comment, a README, a file the agent reads as part of its task, any of those can potentially redirect the agent's behavior.
The technical framing here is prompt injection, and it's a category that the security community has been warning about since large language models started being deployed in agentic contexts. The challenge is fundamental to how these models work. An LLM doesn't have a rigid distinction between instructions from my user and content I'm processing. Both arrive as tokens in the context window. Teaching the model to reliably distinguish between them, especially when an attacker is actively trying to blur that line, is genuinely hard.
The Meta story is worth dwelling on for a moment because it illustrates a different failure mode, not an attack, but an emergent behavior from misaligned instructions. The security researcher had given her agent broad email management permissions. The agent, operating autonomously, interpreted its instructions in a way that led to bulk deletion. No attacker was involved. The system did what it was told, more or less, but not what the user meant. That gap between stated instruction and intended behavior is the core UX challenge for agentic AI, and it's not solved.
What I find analytically interesting about the Claude Code Opus 5 breakdown specifically is that it's targeting the auto mode, the highest autonomy configuration where the model is least likely to pause and verify with the user. That's not a coincidence. Auto mode is exactly where efficiency gains are highest, so it's also where users are most likely to grant broad permissions and least likely to monitor closely. Attackers understand incentive structures.
Simon Willison's post on understanding how ChatGPT works lands in this same conversation, but from a different angle. Willison, who's one of the clearest technical writers on LLM internals, published a piece walking through the mechanics of ChatGPT's functioning at a conceptual level. How the model processes input, how the training pipeline shapes its behavior, what understanding actually means in this context. It got 207 points and 109 comments, which for a pedagogical piece on LLM internals is a strong signal.
The HN comment thread on that one is interesting because it surfaces a recurring tension in the community. People who work with these systems daily sometimes have a very different intuition about what's happening inside them than people who study them academically. Practitioners tend toward pragmatism, here's how to get it to do X, while researchers tend toward mechanism, here's why it does X. Willison's post bridges those perspectives usefully.
Then there's the pair of diffusion language model posts, one from the Kulishev group on how to build one from scratch, and Sander Dieleman's piece on continuous diffusion language models. These have been getting serious attention from ML researchers this year, and they represent a genuine architectural departure from the autoregressive transformer paradigm that dominates today.
The core idea is to apply the diffusion framework, which has been extraordinarily successful in image generation, to text. In an autoregressive model like GPT, you generate one token at a time, left to right, each token conditioned on everything that came before. In a diffusion model, you start from noise and iteratively refine toward a coherent output. For images, this works beautifully. For text, there's a fundamental challenge. Text is discrete. Images are continuous, so you can meaningfully interpolate between slightly noisy and very noisy. Tokens are categorical. A word is either the word cat or it isn't.
The continuous in continuous diffusion language models is the solution to that problem. Rather than operating directly on discrete tokens, you project them into a continuous embedding space, do the diffusion process there, and then decode back to discrete text at the end. D'Lemon's post is particularly good at explaining why this matters. It potentially allows the model to plan globally before committing to local token choices, which is a meaningful departure from how autoregressive models are forced to commit to each word before knowing what comes next.
The practical implications are still speculative at this stage. These architectures are significantly harder to train and don't yet match the performance of the best autoregressive models at scale. But the theoretical appeal is real, and the research momentum is building. We're going to hold a harder look at this specific claim in our "What if we're wrong?" discussion later.